Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Bill Morgan in for Pam on this final day of September 2021. Time to do what Pam does every week at this time, give you the report on this week in Stark County government. Happy to be joined today by Administrator Brant Luther. Brant, good morning. And I know the commissioners were busy yesterday, some contracts and other things approved at the meeting.
Good morning, Bill. A nice chilly fall. Good morning to you here in Stark County. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. And yes, the commissioners were busy yesterday working through 13 different contracts impacting all three divisions of the Department of Job and Family Services, among other departments. But a sampling of some of those contracts that were approved. For the Child Support Division, the board approved a contract with Early Childhood Resources to provide fatherhood classes for certain participants in a federal grant program. And the board approved a contract with Goodwill Industries to provide job skill training for eligible participants. For the Children's Services Division, the board approved two different contracts for youth mentoring services, specifically to help older youth who are in state custody but who aren't as open to traditional counseling as some others. These services provide 10 to 15 hours of one-on-one mentoring with these youth to help them develop social skills and self-esteem as they prepare for independent living. As for for Children's Services, the board approved two different contracts with providers for respite services for caregivers of developmentally disabled and functionally impaired children who are in state custody. And, of course, these respite services allow these dedicated caregivers to have just a little bit of break from their caregiving. So that's all obviously very important. Also yesterday, on behalf of the county engineer, the board awarded the annual contract for painting lines on county roads. So if anybody just wants to watch paint dry, you'll be in luck because JD Striping Services will be striping over 76 miles of county maintained roads across the county here in the coming weeks. The longest stretch of road to be painted is an 8-mile stretch of Alabama Avenue, starting in Sugar Creek Township at Elton Street, going all the way to Orville Street up in Tuscarawas Township. The shortest stretch of road to be painted is an 0.8-mile stretch of Whipple Avenue in Jackson, beginning at Apple Grove and ending at Schuylkill Street. So keep an eye out for those painters. And Bill, I want to leave you this morning with a neat story. So recently, a gentleman from East Canton reached out to Commissioner Bill Smith. He has in his possession a large metal sign that was regularly displayed outside the courthouse back in the days before air conditioning. When the trials would be underway on hot days, court staff would go out and post these signs outside the courthouse, and they said in all caps, "Quiet!" exclamation point. Court is in session, because you can imagine all the noise that would occur in a downtown setting with open windows and people going about their business and trying to concentrate in a trial. So that was a method they used back then. Well, the gentleman that called Commissioner Smith says he has one of these signs that his father before him had, and he says his father used to work at Canton Hardware, which was near the courthouse, and he used to work in the lawn and garden section, and their orders from his boss was to go out before he tested any lawnmower or started any machine for a customer out in the alley. He had to look down the alley to the courthouse and see if one of those signs was posted. So he's now donating this sign back to the county in honor of his father. So it's kind of neat to see another piece of courthouse history coming home. So that's our feel-good story of the morning.
Absolutely. Administrator Brant Luther. Brant, good to hear from you, and we'll look forward to hearing from one of the commissioners coming up next week.
Take care, Bill. Have a good day.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.